Subaka. 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 Subaka.
Hello and welcome to...
Right, so the next round is top 10. So, depending on which round you've got, you could end up with something completely random. I don't know what you're going to get on these. I'm going to give you 90 seconds. It's just under 10 seconds per answer, okay? So you have to name as many of these as possible in 90 seconds. Are you ready, Will?
Yep.
So your topic is, name the 10 teams that have won the most Premier League matches as of the end of the 2019-2020 football season. So 90 seconds, because we don't get the answer straight away. You can pick a maximum of 10 answers. If you want to swap one out, you can swap them out within the 90 seconds. But
okay, yeah. But in 90 seconds time, I've got to agree with you what my top 10 are.
Yes.
And the question again is,
teams that have won the most Premier League matches as of the end of the 2019-2020 season.
So not just okay. That season.
I'm assuming
that means from the start.
From the start.
I would say.
From the start of the Premier League. Premier League.
92-93.
Okay. Yeah,
so
okay.
Your 90 seconds start now.
Okay, I'll get some quick ones out of the way. Man United, Arsenal, Tottenham, Man City, Chelsea. Liverpool, is that six?
Chelsea, Liverpool, that's six.
Okay, and then I've got to think tactically about who the other four might be. So the other four are probably...
It's 30 seconds gone.
Is there a team there like Everton who've not been relegated? I'll say Everton.
It's disgraceful you haven't mentioned them already.
And then I will say... West Ham did get relegated. I'll say West Ham anyway.
Okay.
I'll say Newcastle.
Okay. You've got 20 seconds left.
That eight.
That is nine.
Nine. You need one more from me. Who am I missing from the Premier League? I will say, even though they got relegated for a little bit. Do I want to stick with that?
3 seconds.
Aston Villa.
Yeah, you've got your 10 answers.
Can you just remind me of my 10 answers?
So your answers were Manchester United, Arsenal, Spurs, Man City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Everton, West Ham, Newcastle and Aston Villa.
Quite notably not his favourite Leicester City.
I know.
Who
that is
could
true.
Say were out of the league in an
They weren't in it. Yeah, in those early days.
Right, Tom, are you ready for yours?
Absolutely.
The same rules apply. You have to give me 10
answers. I'm just glad I got a topic where I could actually give 10 answers.
So, top 10 car mechanics in F1.
Yeah. So, Tom, same rules apply. 10 answers. If you want to swap them at any point, you can. But you have to do it within the 90 seconds. Your question is, name the first 10 English teams to play in the group stages of the men's UEFA Champions League. The time starts now.
Man United, Blackburn, Newcastle, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Spurs.
So that's seven you've named so far.
Yeah. I will say This is in the group stages, isn't it?
First 10 English teams to play in the group stages of the UEFA Champions League.
Leeds United.
Two more to get, or two more answers to give. We've got 30 seconds left.
I will go with Leicester City. I got one more. 15 seconds.
Could have gone in there. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Everton. I know that's not right.
Right.
Oh, that has killed me.
There you go. Right. Will, my top 10, please.
Okay, so you're going to write these down, yeah?
Yeah, just tell me when to start the timer.
Okay, so your time starts when I've finished reading you your top 10, which is, please name the top 10 countries in the medal table at the 2016 Summer Olympics. Your time starts now.
Yeah, top 10. So I'm going to go with USA, China, Summer Olympics, yeah?
Summer Olympics 2016.
UK, Australia, India, Japan. I'm just guessing random ones now. Germany, Canada be in there? I'm just picking thinking of random countries now. Russia. Forget they're a country now because they get kicked out of everything.
The neutral Olympic team.
Yeah. Wherever they've been, the neutrals. So that's 9 I've got.
I know I would have said.
I'm not sure Costa Rica are in the top 10, Rob. No matter how much you want to flash that badge at me. Would one of the African countries get in there? I'm going to say France, but I've got 15 seconds to swap an answer if I want. I think I feel like I've missed an obvious one. But I'm going to leave it as it is.
I definitely did for mine. Other than Everton, who I know definitely didn't. I'm going to say someone who definitely did.
The only suggestion I would make, and it's not definitely not a given, but it's right, is the host nation wasn't mentioned.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think about who hosted it.
Who are your teams? Who are your countries?
Tom, are you bouncing something?
Oh yeah, sorry, my mic.
Yeah, you might want to start doing that because it's what you know. Channels all the same.
Very unprofessional.
I said USA, China, UK, Australia, India, Japan, Germany, Canada, Russia, France.
Yeah, I think you've covered. I'm unsure if you'd said Japan or not. Ones I definitely picked.
Final. What's that?
The only other one that might snuck in there is Usain Bolt's country. But wait.
So, final round is called the buzzer round, but we're not doing buzzer rounds because they're individual questions for each of us. So, there are 10 questions.
How about if you don't say buzz, your answer don't count?
I'm going to give. Is 90 seconds enough for 10 questions? You had a minute for 8 in the first round.
Let's make it 2 minutes because you might need some thinking time. These are very important. Come down to these.
Okay, 2 minutes, 10 questions. If you shout past, if you don't know, you can come back to it if you've got time at the end. Okay, Will, you are going first. Are you ready?
Yes.
2 minutes starts now. Who was England's wicketkeeper during the 2005 Ashes?
Geraint Jones.
With which team did Vinnie Jones win the FA Cup in 1988?
Wimbledon.
In which sport did Jade Jones win Olympic gold in 2012 and 2016?
Taekwondo.
British snowboarder Jenny Jones won a Winter Olympic bronze in 2014. In which city?
Oh, that's annoying, because she's from Bristol. I'll say Sochi.
Question five. Who captained Wales to the Grand Slam in the 2008 Six Nations?
Who captained Wales to the 2008 Grand Slam?
Yes.
2008 Grand Slam. 2008 Grand Slam. I will say Gareth. Michael Owen.
Okay, you're a minute down, by the way. Liesl Jones is a three-time Olympic swimming champion from which country?
Jamaica. No idea.
Which Welshman defeated boxer Roy Jones Jr. to finish his career 46 fights undefeated?
Joe Calzaghe.
In which decade did Britain's Anne Jones win the Wimbledon ladies singles title? Which decade?
The 1930s.
With which Atlanta-based team has Julio Jones or Julio Jones scored over 50 touchdowns in the NFL?
The Atlanta Falcons. Is that what was the question?
Which Atlanta-based team has Julio Jones scored over 50 touchdowns in the NFL?
Falcons.
Which English constructor did Alan Jones drive for as he won the 1980 Formula One World Championship?
English constructor.
Which team?
Williams.
Are we allowing an answer after the buzzer?
Yeah.
It was a bit of a weird one there at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Tom, are you ready for your questions?
Absolutely.
Same again, 2 minutes. Answer the questions. Shout pass if you don't know it, and you can come back to it later. Okay. Your time starts now. In cricket, if a batsman has been dismissed for 0 runs, they are said to be out for a what?
Duck.
The South African rugby union side are known by which nickname?
Springboks.
Eddie the Eagle became the first man since 1928 to represent Great Britain in which Winter Olympic event?
Ski jump.
Which Italian football club's crest displays 3 wolves on a yellow and maroon background?
Palmer.
Which sport did Mardy Fish reach a career high ranking of 7th in the world?
Tennis.
What is the franchise name of the NFL team based in Miami?
The Dolphins.
Red Alligator and Tiger Roll have both won which annual race?
Grand National.
Kevin Sinfield won 7 Super League titles with which club between 2015 and 2015?
Leeds Rhinos.
American golfer Craig Stadler is affectionately known by what nickname?
The Walrus.
Got 45 seconds left, by the way. In which sport would you see a spider used on the bays?
Snooker.
Okay, are you happy with your answers? Do you want to change any?
There was one I'm unsure of, but the Italian one, the 3 wolves. Change that to Palermo.
Palermo? Okay, happy with your answers? You've got 15 seconds left.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Lock them in. Lock in those lyrics.
Answers are locked in. Okay. My final round to come.
Okay, G. All your questions in this round are about the colour green, or have green in the question or answer. So basically, you are at a distinct advantage because it's all to do with green. Are you ready?
I am.
Your 2 minutes start now. Which American became the first golfer to win 6 green jackets at the US Masters?
Tom's put me off with whatever he's doing. Say the question again, sorry.
Which American became the first golfer to win 6 green jackets at the US Masters?
Woods.
Number 2, how many points is the green ball worth in snooker?
Oh my god, hang on. I'm facing three, just two, three.
Which England international won 12 caps and played in goal for West Ham between 2006-2012?
Rob Green.
What is the name of the caps worn by the Australian cricket team?
Have they got a name? Pass, I'll come back to it.
What colour?
What's the name of them?
What's the name of them? For which American football team have Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers played quarterback?
Green Bay Packers.
Sprinter Maurice Green won 2 Olympic gold medals in which city?
Oh, which one was he? It wasn't. Was it Atlanta or Sydney?
You go for Sydney?
Yeah.
In which sport is the green jersey awarded to the top sprinter?
Tour de France.
In which sport?
Cycling.
In Crown Green Bowls, the target for bowlers is known as the what?
Don't know, pass.
Number 9, which 2003 World Cup winning centre scored 31 tries for England?
Will Greenwood.
Question 10, no idea how long you've got left, but you can have it because Tom interrupted. On a standard dartboard, how many scoring sections are green?
Ooh.
I'll give you 10 seconds on this and then I'll repeat the question that you passed on because Tom very rude and interrupted.
How many sections are green?
5,
10,
4, 3, 2, 1. And then, just so you can have another stab at it, in Crown Green Bowls, the target for bowlers is known as the what?
What do they call it? I'm going to call it the pin. I'm pretty sure the 10 is wrong as well. But that's my answer.
You're round over.
Right, we're at the end. Are you ready for some answers? Let's see how we all got on.
So that's the quiz done, is it?
That is the quiz done.
If Tom hasn't won this,
I'd be very surprised if Tom hasn't won this.
I must have smashed that.
Some of your answers.
It's because he talked so nicely to the wheel, he got the better rank.
So, let me get all the answers ready.
Is Will frozen for you? Or is it just me?
No, I'm still here.
He is still there, but he's frozen.
I'm still here.
I thought it was me again.
So, are you ready for answers?
Yep.
So, Will, your 1 minute round.
Bring it on.
So, which cricket team play the home games in the County Championship at New Road? You said Worcester. Or Worcestershire. Yeah. Correct answer.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Question 2. Can you solve this sporting equation 10T in the 2020 NS? Any ideas?
10T, was it? Or 10C?
T. You didn't have an answer for this one.
Still got nothing for that. I knew both of your two.
10C in the
T for Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's 10 teams in the 2020
NS.
NS. What's that? National.
10 teams in the 2020 something.
Netball Super Nation. League.
Netball Super League. Yeah.
The Sheffield Shield is the domestic first class cricket competition in which country? You said Australia. That's the correct answer.
Well done.
That's good. I got the two cricket questions right tonight.
Question 4. Ham dived back is an anagram of which footballer? Any
ham
ideas?
Dived back. Ham dived back. David. Ham dived back. David Beckham.
David Beckham is the correct answer.
See, a bit of time to work that out.
Yeah, I didn't even have time to think about it. I just skipped that.
Oh, and you're back.
Question 5, in which year did London host the World Athletics Championship? Did you give an answer for this one?
No.
You didn't, did you?
I'd say 17.
It was 2017.
Very good.
How many teams currently in the NFL?
I said 13. I don't know if that's right or not.
You said 13. The answer is 32.
32 didn't. 13 didn't sound right.
When you said it, I was like, really? I mean, you watched the Super Bowl most years.
There's 13 rugby teams in the Premiership.
Your question 7, Atto Bolden and Dwight York both represented which country? You said Trinidad and Tobago, which is of course correct.
Absolutely smashed it.
Obviously none of us got these last questions because we just didn't really get to them. So three sports stars all share parts of their names with alcoholic drinks. A cricket player, Michael Beer. Baseball, Bobby Wine. And golf, Brandy Burton.
Yeah, but Michael Beer I have heard of, but no, wouldn't have got those.
That's a ridiculous question.
So Will, at the end of that, you've got 3 points so far.
Well done.
Not great. Tom, your questions. I think you did quite well at this. I think yours were quite easy.
No, they weren't. They're only easy if you know them. And we just happen to all know them.
So your first question was, which rugby union team play their home games at the Rec? You said Bath, which is of course the correct answer.
Whoosh.
Question 2, sporting equation, 7E in the H. You said 7 events in the heptathlon. Correct.
Very
answer.
Good.
Correct answer. Which sport the teams compete in the Magic Weekend? You said rugby league. Correct answer. Chemicals hear much, an anagram of which Formula One driver? You said Michael Schumacher. Correct answer.
Yeah.
In which year was the Grand National? Never was. You said 1995. It was 1993.
Ah, I nearly went that.
What was the maximum amount any player could score in darts with 3 darts? You said 180, which is of course the correct answer. Lillian Thuram and Mary Pierce both competed internationally for which country? You said France. Correct answer.
Correct.
And on the last three, I think you did shout one. So three sports stars all share parts of their names with members of the family. So American football, you said Kirk.
Cousins.
Which is correct. Yeah. The others, rugby, Dean Mum. And football, Ted Uncle.
I know Dean Mum.
So there you go.
Mine. So was there any other questions? No.
No.
Got to the last one.
That was it. So at the end of that, Tom, you get one for that one at the end. So there are three potential answers. You've got one of them. So we'll give you 1 point. So at the end of that, you have 7 points.
Oof.
It's not looking good, Will.
That is strong.
No, I know. Do you want me to read out the questions to you and you can tell me the answer and the correct answer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So your 1 minute round questions were, question one, which NFL team play their home games at Candlestick Park? Remember you saying the Buffalo Bills?
I said the Bills.
Correct answer is?
San Francisco 49ers.
Okay. Question two, can you solve this sporting equation 6B in an O? I would agree with your 6 balls in an over. Was that the correct answer?
It was the correct answer.
Okay.
Easy question.
Question three, what fruit is carved onto the top of the men's Wimbledon trophy? I can't remember what you guessed. I know what I would have said.
I just guessed strawberry at the end.
I'm sure we've had this before.
Is it? I thought it was a pineapple.
It is
a
pineapple.
Yeah, I'm sure we've had that before. I don't remember that.
Yeah. We have had it before, but yeah. I remember knowing it the first time. Number three, Missile Bone is an anagram of which Olympic champion? I don't know whether you guessed anything from that, did you?
I didn't, know.
And I don't think I can work out what that is either.
Tom, any ideas?
It's
Simone Biles.
Now you said it.
Okay, this one was a given. Question five, in which year did Damon Hill win the Formula One Championship? You said 96. The correct answer is?
96.
96, yeah. Question six, what number comes between 20 and 18 on a standard dartboard? You said?
I think I ran out of time at this point. He was too slow answering, reading my questions out.
Well, really? Okay. All right. I would have got that one.
Yeah, what were the last two questions? I didn't actually hear them.
So question seven was, Søren Hansen and Ebbe Sand have both represented which country?
Denmark. I would have got that.
These three sports stars all share parts of their names with which type of with a type of music? Something Carlin, swimming, Robert something golf, Alexander something tennis. The only one of those I know is Carling is jazz.
Yeah, I would have got that. The other two I wouldn't. So the other two were Robert Rock and Alexander Pop.
Oh, see, I was thinking Carling like the drink. Not Carl Inns. Yeah, I know. That's right.
So you got Damon Hill. I got. And you got the Sporting Equation. So you got two.
I got two.
Solid.
I did only get six questions instead of eight. So that's fine. I'm blaming you for that. Tom's on seven, so I don't think it makes any difference. So.
Can we have some lift music in you? While I go for comfort break?
No.
Alright.
No, make him suffer.
What's going on?
And Tom is back, so let's carry on with the answers. So the next round was mystery guest. So Will first. So your clues. You had BBC Sports Personality of the Year in 1993. He says Sally Gunnell. That's incorrect. Your second clue, gold medals at every major outdoor athletics championship. You said Linford Christie. Correct answer. 2 points.
I think Sally Gunnell would go on and do that, man.
Obviously, your last one in 1992 won the Olympic gold in a time of 9.96 seconds. So well done there.
Just trying to think of people that would have been performing well around 1993, but on reflection, I'm not sure Sally Gunnell ever won the fourth best high.
Yeah, I don't think she did either. Okay, so yes, you got 2 points there. Tom, your clues were 1997, I reached all four Grand Slam singles finals, winning three of them. You said Pete Sampras. Incorrect. Question two, I was Switzerland's first winner of a singles Grand Slam in the Open era. You said Martina Hingis, which is the correct answer.
Yeah, it'd have been handy to know it was someone from Switzerland.
In 2017, partnered Jamie Murray to victory at Wimbledon and the US Open. So yes, there you go. And mine, which was not a very good round. I don't know if you want to read it well or do you want me to read it?
I could read it for you if you'd like. Your mystery guest clues were... I was born in Italy and followed my father's footsteps into the same sport as him. You guessed Paolo Maldini, which is incorrect.
I would have gone with that as well.
Yeah, so would I. I won my seven world championships between 2001 and 2009. I don't think you gave an answer.
No.
And then I won most of my titles riding for Yamaha. You guessed Rossi. We said we'd give it to you. And the correct answer, I believe, is Valentino Rossi.
Valentino Rossi. There we go. Right, so do you want scores at the end of that round?
Yeah, great. Let's do it.
So Will, you're now up to five. Tom is up to nine and I'm up to three. Storming it.
Strong.
Right, next round though, home and away. So Will, you played safe and went home for all of yours except for the last one. This could be a turning point in terms of me maybe catching up with you a little bit.
Yeah.
The top. So your first question, so you went home football, which French forward won the FIFA World Cup and Europa League in 2018 and a year later moved between two Spanish clubs for a fee of more than £100 million. You said Antoine Griezmann. That's the correct answer.
Come on.
Strong start.
Question two, you went home again. Which team won the first men's rugby sevens gold medal at the Olympics in 2016? You said Fiji. Correct answer.
Come on.
Question three, you went home again, took golf. In 2018, which golfer overtook Nick Faldo as the all-time leading point scorer for Europe in the Ryder Cup? You said Ian Poulter. Incorrect.
Garcia?
Gio Garcia. Oh.
I think you were one or two. I'd have probably gone that as well.
I would have gone Garcia, except he's the first one that came in my head. And the last question, you went away, so you took the Olympics. In which sport has Ian Miller competed at a record 10 different Olympic Games? You said equestrianism, which is the correct answer. So that's 2 points.
Come on.
Right, Tom.
Was he the one who was like 72 or something like that?
It's like 58 or something, isn't it?
Oh, 58.
Right, Tom, your questions were... You went away in all of your questions.
Certainly did.
So the first one, rugby league. In which decade did the first Rugby League World Cup take place? You said the 70s. The correct answer was the 1950s.
Oh, well out.
You went away for your second one. Olympics, which sport did Jay Jones win Olympic gold in 2012 and 2016? You said Taekwondo, which is the correct answer.
Popular question, huh?
You went for snooker on your third one. In 2019, Ding Junhui won which of snooker's triple crown events for the third time, 10 years after first winning it? You said the UK Open. The answer is the UK Championship. I don't know if there's a difference. But
that's all right. We'll take it off me seeing as I'm so far ahead.
And your last one, motorsport. In 95, which British driver became the youngest person to win the World Rally Championship? You said Colin McRae. Colin McRae was correct.
Unbelievable.
He's good. He's the only one I would have gone for in 95 as well. So, right. What were my questions, Will?
So this was home or away, yeah? So you went in the first question away for 2 points, Winter Olympics. In which sport have Alberto Tomba and Julia Mancuso both been Winter Olympic champions? We agreed, I believe, on skiing.
Yeah.
Specifically downhill, if we got into specifics. Correct answer was, G?
Alpine skiing.
Yeah, we'll give you that. You then went away for your second question on Paralympics. Who won 5 swimming gold medals at the Paralympics in the 1990 before going on to win 9 cycling gold medals later in her career? I believe that to be Dame Sarah Story.
Correct.
That's who I
could not remember her name.
So you could not remember her name.
You just hit me. I was close. I had NST at the start.
I'll have the 2 points for that. And then your next question was on F1. So in 2015, this is an away question, who became the youngest driver to score points in Formula One Grand Prix? You said Max Verstappen. The correct answer, G, is?
Max Verstappen.
Very good. And then finally, you went away again, horse racing. Who rode Fujiyama crest to victory at Ascot in September 96 to become the first jockey to win all 7 races on the card at a single meeting? You said Frankie Dettori. I think Tom and I would confirm that that was the correct answer.
It was indeed.
Yeah.
Although I couldn't tell you the name of the horse that he'd ridden in the 7th race.
Or any of the others.
Yeah. I just remember he jumped off him at the end and that was it.
Yeah.
So. I knew it was at Ascot.
Yes.
So, do you want to know the scores at the end of that round?
Not really.
Are you sure?
Could be close. Could be close.
So, at the end of that round, Will, you are up to 2, I believe. You are up to 9. Tom, you are up to
9 from 7.
Hang on. You're on 5. No, you're on 5. Hang on.
Oh, Tom was on 5,
by the way. Let me check my. Hang on. My sons.
Oh, controversial.
Yeah, because you were on 5 in that one. You got 4 because you had 2 home questions right and 1 away question right. Tom is up to 13. And I've caught up with you and I'm also now on 9.
It's 10. It's tight at the bottom.
Top 10s. This could be interesting. So, top 10s. So, Will, your top 10 question. Top 10 teams that have won the most Premier League matches as of the end of the 2019-2020 football season. So I'll go through your answers and tell you if they're correct. 1 point for each. You said Manchester United. Correct answer. You said Arsenal. Also correct. You said Spurs. Also correct. You said Man City. Also correct. You said Chelsea. Correct. You said Liverpool. Also correct. You said Everton. Correct. You said West Ham. Correct.
Come on. No way.
You said Newcastle. Correct.
No!
And your final answer right at the death was Aston Villa. Correct answer.
No way. What has happened there?
How many bonus points for 10 out of 10?
No bonus one, sorry. Unless it's really close at the end, so I give you one to go into the tiebreaker over time.
That is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. So, Tom.
If I lose this because I said Everton instead of Man City, I'm going to be livid. I'll just put that out there.
You did say Man City.
I didn't.
You did not say Man City.
No, you didn't say Man City.
You didn't say Man City.
No, I said Everton instead, who I know for a fact didn't qualify.
Well, that was stupid.
Yeah,
basically.
Oh, you said Leicester City, that's right.
You said Leicester City. So, Tom, your top 10 was, name the first 10 English teams to play in the group stages of the men's UEFA Champions League. Let's go through your answers. So, you said Manchester United. Correct answer. You said Blackburn Rovers. Correct answer. You said Newcastle. Correct answer. You said Arsenal. Correct answer. You said Chelsea. Correct answer. You said Liverpool. Correct answer. You said Spurs. Correct answer. You said Leeds. Correct answer.
Yeah.
You said Leicester City. Correct answer.
Oh.
And you said Everton. Incorrect.
Well, we all know that was definitely incorrect.
What do you think the correct answer was?
Man City.
Man City.
Oh, that's insane.
That's 9 for you in that one. So, my question was the top 10 countries in the medal table at the 2016 Summer Olympics.
I would argue slightly harder than our questions.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, I said USA, correct answer. I said China, correct answer. UK, correct answer. Australia, correct answer. I said India, incorrect. I said Japan, correct answer. I said Germany, correct answer. I said Canada, incorrect. I said Russia, correct answer. And I said France, correct answer. Do either of you know the two that I did not get?
Brazil.
Nope.
Jamaica.
Nope.
Italy.
Italy was one of them.
And it's got to be a South Korea.
South Korea.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
There you go. So, at the end of that round, Tom's still ahead on 22. Will's now to 19, and I'm up to 17.
I think Will was the winner from that round. He knew everyone's.
He did. So,
I think I would have said Brazil and Jamaica. I think it was stuck in my head.
Yeah.
So, final round, buzzer round. Might do these one by one for each of us. So, let me find them. So, Will, your first question was who was England's wicketkeeper during the 2005 Ashes? You said Geraint Jones. Correct answer.
As cricket questions go, I would have got that one.
Tom, your first question was also relatively simple, I believe. In cricket, if a batsman has been dismissed for 0 runs, they're said to be out for what? You said a duck. Correct answer. And my question was, which American became the first golfer to win 6 green jackets at the US Masters? I said Woods. The correct answer is Jack Nicklaus.
Oof.
So I was never in this.
He's meant to say cheese out of it.
Yeah. question two. So Will, which team did Vinnie Jones win the FA Cup in 1988? You said Wimbledon, which is of course correct. Crazy game. Tom, South African rugby union side are known by what name? You said Springboks, also correct.
Oh, that's right. This is all just part of Tom's procession.
Mine was, how many points is the green ball worth in snooker? I said 3, which is correct. I had to think about that very hard. Jay Jones won Olympic gold in 2012 and 2016 in which sport? Obviously, taekwondo.
I mean, I didn't get a question of his previous question. Not to say that.
Tom, Eddie the Eagle became the first man since 28 to represent Great Britain in which Olympic sport? You said ski jump, which is correct. And I had, which England international won 12 caps and played in golf for West Ham between 2006 and 12? I said Rob Green, which is correct. Which British snowboarder won, Jenny Jones won the Winter Olympic bronze in 2014 in which city? Will, you said Sochi. Correct answer.
Oh, wasn't that a guess?
Hello.
Tom, which Italian football club's crest displays 3 wolves on a yellow and maroon background?
That's Roma, isn't it?
AS Roma.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great knowledge.
I thought you were going to come back.
I had no idea. Promo, yeah.
The maroon that gave it away.
And I had, what was the name of the caps worn by the Australian cricket team? I had no idea. Will?
Green caps?
That's a baggy green.
It's a baggy green.
Ah.
Well done.
Never heard of that, Jay.
No. Question 5. Who captained Wales to the Grand Slam in 2008 Six Nations? You said Michael Owen.
I just said Gareth Thomas, but did he get injured?
Like, it was Ryan Jones.
Oh, it was Ryan Jones. I thought Michael Owen was too early.
Tom,
Yeah, 2005.
You had, in which sport did Marty Fish reach a career high ranking of 7th in the world? You said tennis. Correct answer. And I had, Which American football team of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers played quarterback? Said the Green Bay Packers. Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Dirty cheeseheads.
Question six. Liesl Jones is a three-time Olympic swimming champion from which country? You said Jamaica. Correct. Correct answer is Australia.
Jamaica's not known for its swimmers. I was just trying to...
Tom, which franchise name of the NFL team based in Miami? You said the Dolphins, which is, of course, correct.
This is an absolute cakewalk.
I had sprinter Murray Screen won two Olympic gold medals in which city? I said Sydney, which was the correct answer. Will, which Welshman undefeated boxer Roy Jones Jr. to finish career 46 undefeated? You said Calzaghe, which is, of course, correct. Tom, Red Alligator and Tiger all have both won which... Do you want to make any more noise, Tom?
Sorry.
Literally, we've been doing all the
time. I'm moving the chair.
Stuff around. Red Alligator and Tiger all have both won which annual race? You said the Grand National. The correct answer is...
Gold Cup.
Grand National.
Oh.
Of course.
I've never heard of the Alligator one.
Yeah, I don't recognise that one. And I had one about... the green jersey in which sport for the top sprinter? I said cycling, Tour de France specifically. Correct answer. Right, so there's only three questions left. Will, you are 4 points behind Tom. Oh, I am. I'm a further,
double points on my
I'm a further two behind you. So do you want to go double points for the last three questions?
No, let's just give him a
paper. What were the last two questions? I might say yes, I might say no.
So, last three questions. In which decade did Britain's Anne Jones win the Wimbledon's ladies' single title? Will, you said the 30s. The correct answer was the 60s.
Oh,
well, good on that.
Tom, Kevin Sinfield won seven Super League titles with which club between 2004 and 2015? You said Leeds, which is, of course, correct.
Yeah, loving the double points, yeah.
Nah, we're only doing single points. And I had, in Crown Green Bowls, the target for bowlers is known as the what? It's the jack. I just can't remember. I think I said pin. So Will, you had then for your last but one Atlanta-based team, Julio Jones scored over 50 touchdowns in the NFL. You said the Falcons, correct answer. Tom, American golfer
Matt Ryan was the quarterback, which is why I'm so close to my heart.
Tom, American golfer Craig Stadler is affectionately known as what? You said the Walrus, correct answer. I had which 2003 World Cup winning centre scored 31 tries for England. I said Will Greenwood, which is correct. And final questions. So you're 5 points behind now, Will. Do you want to all or nothing on the last question?
Whatever.
I'll do mine first. So my question was, not really building up much tension, but you know, on a standard dartboard, how many scoring sections are green? I said 10. I've run out of time. The answer, correct answer is 21.
21, I was going to say, because it's all the trebles, and then the 25.
25, yeah. Tom, in which sport would you see a spider used on the bays? You said snooker.
Ah, yeah. All or nothing.
Of course, correct answer. And Will, Alan Jones won the which English constructor did Alan Jones drive for as he won the 1980 Formula One World Championship? You said Williams. Correct answer. Well done.
Thanks. That was a complete guess.
It was a very good guess.
That was worth 5 points, you say?
Yes, which means you finish on 30 and Tom gets 31.
I would say, other than the first round, you performed very strongly.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, bear in mind, Tom, you scored... Like... So in the first round, you scored 7. I scored 2 and Will scored 3. So if you...
Yeah.
If you take like 4 off yours, you beat
Will.
Beat Will by 1. I'm still miles behind.
It was that last round where you had an absolute cakewalk of the Springboks and Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah, the Roma one was the only, I think, the hardest one out of those. And the Craig Stadler one I probably wouldn't have got, but I reckon I got it 8.
Oh, that was good. That was good knowledge.
Yeah. So there you go, Tom. You are the champion of season 6 with 31 points. Sue Barker's going to be proud that you've won a question as well.
I don't care what Sue Barker says. I hate her.
She says that she's retiring from professional sport and you can take over as the host. But if you're not,
yeah,
that's fine.
You can take over Wimbledon, mate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Thank you. I will do.
All right, there you go. That's the end of season six.
How many series wins have we just got?
Well, I've only got one, so I'll let you do the math.
I've got two. I mean, I think you're up to three now, Tom. Is that two in a row?
I think it might be. Two in a row.
You're on your hat trick for next year.
Everybody knows I've played the final the best, I just got the harder question.
Right, there you have it.
And you ruined my polo week, Tom.
Good. I couldn't be happier.
Right. So yeah, that's the end of season six. I think we've had a winning season overall, which is good. Well done, Tom. Congratulations on being season six champion. We'll be back with season seven soon. Probably doing something slightly different.
No sport.
As in, we're not doing any sport quizzes. So that's going to be quite interesting. But
so we're still going to be above average.
Of course we are.
Yes.
So
we'll see. Guaranteed.
We'll see how we go. Look out for that. That'll be at some point in the next couple of weeks when we're ready. We might take a break first. So, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the finale. Don't forget to give us a follow on the socials. You can find us on Twitter, Average Squiz Pod, on Instagram, Above Average Squiz Pod, and on Facebook and YouTube by searching the Above Average Sports Quiz thing. And on YouTube, you can find our weekly quick quiz battles. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Of course, you can find all our episodes, plus all the videos, plus links to everything on our website, aboveaveragesportsquiz.com. So it's the end of season six. Should also say thanks to our sponsors for our season six sponsoring, season five sponsoring. So thanks to Dagen for that. We'll try and come up with a better ad for you next season. That's a little bit shorter.
A shorter one.
Yes, so everyone don't have to listen to that. Thanks for listening, everyone. Tom, thanks for joining.
Not a problem. Always a pleasure for a winner.
And Will, thanks for joining.
Present, and thanks, G. Well coordinated. Even if we all robbed us of any chance of winning.
It's always next time. So that's it for this season. Thanks for listening, everyone. Give us some feedback, please. It's dying, I guess. I will see you in season seven. Cheerio.
Bye.